All right, put me in, Coach. Come on. All right, Mark Jamnick is here with us this morning. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Ken.
You are a business coach, and your company is called Simplify, is that right?
My company is simply called Mark Jamnick. Mark Jamnick Coaching.
Okay, all right, got it. You, at one point in your life, needed some coaching. Things seemed to be going okay for you at a time, but what was wrong?
Yeah, well, we all know that in 2008, there was an economic downturn. I think everyone on this station knows that for sure. And at that point, it was one of those things where I was in a job, and I just was largely unfulfilled. And so with that, I decided that I really needed to find not just another job, but a purpose, a passion, my mission. Why was I here?
But you were successful by most criteria, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I was coming off of my record year. In 2007, I had my banner year at the station that I was working at, and it was just one of those things that, you know, that was one of those things. I had just moved into a very nice condo on the lake, and everything by society standards were absolutely, yes, I was pointed in the right direction, but something inside was saying, this is just quite isn't it.
You got a coach, and the coach changed you, found that passion within you.
Yes, yes.
And is that the point where you decided to start your own company doing that?
Yeah, so basically I went on this, basically it was a couple year journey on discovering that. If anyone's ever in the stations ever read The Alchemist, it was one of those things. I was searching for my personal legend. So I went out on traveling. I went out to go over to Europe and just was unreachable. And within all of those things, you know, reading books and hiring coaches and just talking with a lot of different people, I really had an opportunity to really dig in and figure that out. But about 2 years in, I was like, after I had done all of the things and hired the coach, I realized that really my purpose, my passion, my mission was to be a coach.
And of all the people who are doing all of the jobs, let's just look at this country in particular. I wonder how many of them are actually excited about getting up and doing their job each day. How many people are on the wrong track, do you think, on a regular basis, Mark?
You know, there's a lot of different statistics out there, but there's a great company called Y Scouts. And one of the things they do is they're a purpose-driven recruiting firm. And one of the things that they do, they talk about, is about 70% of all people are in the wrong role. And I just came back from a conscious capitalism conference out in San Diego, and one of the things that they talked about is that if 10 people are in a company, 2 people are rowing in the right direction. Basically, 5 people are indifferent. They're basically, you know, they could really be on board when they understand the purpose of the organization, and then 3 are basically hitting other people with the oar.
Well, that's not very encouraging. But you not only deal with individuals, you deal with companies as well. How does that work?
Exactly. So basically, what I do is I help companies with purpose statements. So because I was searching for my purpose, I realized that, you know, I needed to have a really strong purpose statement for myself. So I help create purpose statements, which I call the home story. It's really their essence in a sentence.
Why wouldn't a business have a purpose, though?
Well, they do. It's just sometimes after they've been in business for a while, we all know that, you know, we just kind of get caught up in that day-to-day. So it's one of those things that we lose that connection to that why. So really what I'm able to do is I'm able to talk with that business owner, that owner, to really connect back to why is it that they really started.
First of all, let me give your website here. It's Mark Jamnick. That's spelled J-A-M-N-I-K, markjamnick.com. And that's probably the best way to get in touch with you.
That is absolutely the best way, yes.
You said something before we went on the air live that I found intriguing about, and I forget the term that you use, but it's peeling back the layers and going back to childhood thoughts in a sense.
Yeah. I call it the younger you. And through my coach really went through this process with me where I connected back to a younger part of myself. And so that's really an area that I talk to a lot of my clients about, because we all have these things that society deems success. And so we put all of these layers around us, and then that's really where we're trying to answer a lot of the questions that we're seeking right now. So one of the things that I do is I do a deep dive, and I ask them, how is it that we could connect back to that younger you to help give you the clues so that instead of you playing tug of war with yourself, you're really aligned with yourself.
All right, after somebody signs up with you, is it an ongoing process?
You know, it really varies. You know, I have some clients that I've been working with for over a year. I have some clients that I work with for 3 months. We get their purpose statement done, and they're off to the races. So it really varies by client. But, you know, one of the things is I say that I want to be able to be that coach for you so that you can have the resources for yourself, so that you can guide yourself. And so it's one of those things that I love working with my clients. I love all my clients and really have an opportunity to connect with them because I'm really helping them connect back to their big purpose. And that is the most rewarding, most fulfilling work that I can imagine.
Well, it certainly sounds like you're enjoying. You found your own purpose, that's for sure.
Yes.
And I'm sure that the fees that you charge vary depending on what kind of service you're offering.
They do, absolutely. Yes, I have self-guided products, and then I also have one-on-one. So if there's people that are looking at, hey, you know what, how can I do this just on a budget? There's products that I have so that they can go through and do this on their own, and then also the one-on-one allows me the opportunity to do it more directly, and there's obviously a higher fee for that.
And going back to that, finding the younger you, and you were talking about what society deems successful and so forth, I guess at that early age, and I don't know what age that would be, it could be 18 years old, 21 or whatever, you say, I want to do this, but gosh, that's not going to make me the kind of money or give me the prestige I want. And so you sort of defeat your own purpose there, don't you?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, we'll talk ourselves out of doing things because it's really what our dream is. And so one of the things that I have on my site, if they go on, you could go on to the inspiration page, and there's different books and there's different TED Talks that I've watched that just really have inspired me. And I have a story about each one of those on where I was, like where I was in my journey and where this video came across. So I think for a lot of the things that we talk about, we really need to make sure that we're listening to ourselves and that we don't let other people even distract us, because people have the right intentions, but we don't always sometimes listen to our own self.
MarkJamnick.com, JAMNIK.com. He is a business coach, and he says live by these three words: enjoy life daily. Because what else can you do? Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, Ken.